Latinos, y'all are under assault everywhere I go. I was in Arizona, and the white people there have invented a law where they're pulling people over for driving Mexican, okay? Swear to God, all right? If you've got 49 people in your car, good luck going through Phoenix, Jack. Good luck. You're gonna need it. Everybody gets pulled over. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Sarge, we got an 84 Chevy Silverado, blue on blue, with three lawnmowers in the back. Pull that son of a bitch over. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I told all my friends in Arizona, I don't care if you're white, black, or brown, don't leave home without your wallet in Arizona. Well, you're trying to explain how you ain't Mexican. You'll be eating a dry bologna sandwich on a bus ride down to Mexicali. Go ahead. I swear to God, my name's Brandon. I was just mowing my own yard. Yeah, what happened? I don't even speak Spanish. Look, none of my teeth are silver or baby size. Look, look, look. I don't think the people who made this law up have really thought it all out, you know? Think about it, folks. If we get rid of all the Mexicans, not for nothing, how are we gonna move? Everybody I know uses Mexicans. White people, black people, Mexicans use Mexicans, okay? I'm not talking about well-nourished American Mexicans with good bone structure and proper nutrition. I'm talking about those little mojados, those ones that sneak over the border that you get at the Home Depot, 3 for $50, or for $100, 12 of them will show up and with three old ladies and abuela and two tias, okay? It takes them 17 minutes, 17 minutes, and they move all your stuff out of the house onto one pickup truck, one. In an upside-down pyramid, they stack it. It's incredible. Amazing engineering. Amazing. No rope. No rope. They just throw the littlest Mexican up on top, and he holds down two mattresses and a coffee table. It's incredible. For that 17 minutes, your whole house looks like that movie Apocalypto. There's a... little Aztec Indians jumping around, popping up. One of them is praying to Quetzalcoatl in the corner. Yeah, Quetzalcoatl. All right. And as soon as they're done, here come the three old ladies sweeping, mopping, dusting, washing everything down with that purple water, that Fabuloso or something like that. I don't know. That ain't from America. That stuff is bona fide. That gets off third world dirt. Like, you got a cholera outbreak. You get that Fabuloso, Jack. That stuff cleans everything, son. It like punks out Mr. Clean like he's a bitch, okay? That Fabuloso is the real deal. Argo de Fantasmo, boy. I call it ghost water, all right? Because that's what it does. It's a metal strip paint, man, if you let it set on there too long. And these old ladies are cleaning everything. You're standing in the former shell of your house going, why are we moving? This is amazing. It was our crap that was messing this house up. Man, Mexicans are amazingly clean. It's funny, when I did that joke, I'm telling this joke, and you know, I tell people that's where the term spick and span comes from. And look it up, look it up. Because Mexicans are so clean, see? See, at first you think it's gonna be a racial slur, then it turns out to be a racial compliment. Now who's prejudiced? I was doing this joke in Orange County, California about a month and a half ago, and when I did it, a white lady stood up and said, we have to get rid of all those Mexicans, they're ruining our country. And I was just amazed at her racism, you know, and it's weird coming from somebody from the South, you know. You'd expect I'd have heard outbursts like that before in my life. But in the South, you know, I mean, I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, raised up in a little town in Arkansas called Clarksville, and moved to Texas when I was 18. I mean, I'm Southern as it gets, okay? And I've never heard racial bile spilled like this. At least in the South, we have the good graces and the decorum to whisper our racial slurs, you know? And you don't know this about me, but I grew up spending my summers in a little town even smaller than my hometown in South Arkansas called Delight, okay? And it's where my grandfather, A.D. May, had his farm. And it was a beef cattle farm, and in his older age, didn't have that big a herd, but he thought that the neighbors were taking cattle and replacing the tags. And so he went back to Brandon, old school Brandon. And my brother, being nearly 6 years my senior, had no problem flipping these cattle on their ass, and my grandfather, hold them down and lay that brand on them. Me, I was a dumpy 11-year-old that I held on. That's all I did, okay? I held on, and hopefully the cow would trip over my dumpy ass, okay, and fall down. But that day was a hard day for me. I got beat up by cattle, okay? I mean, beat the hell, drug through cow flop, hot cow crap. I mean, hot, way warm. Well, you think cold is bad? Cold's not nearly as bad as hot. Hot is way worse. Pee, everything, and got kicked in the goddamn head, I don't know how many times, all right? By the way, after a day like that, when your grandfather has to hose you off in the yard before you can even come into the house, okay? All right? Nothing tastes better than a cheeseburger, because you're angry as hell. Okay? Son of a bitch, cow. All right? But my grandfather taught me how to drag them down. What you got to do is let them run past you a little bit and then grab either on their ear or the little nubbin horn and push down. And when that turns their head, you pull their head up like this. And they either have the choice of getting their neck broke or going with you. And their own momentum, if you just fall back, will sling you up on them. And they'll be laying there on the ground. And that's what I had to do to that lady. I had to let that bitch run past me a little bit, then snatch her ass up. So I was like, ma'am, I'm with you. Let's get rid of them Mexicans. I'll buy the gas for the bus just as soon as you can tell me who's gonna pick our fruits and vegetables. She goes, excuse me? Well, ma'am, see, 99% of our produce comes to market through Latino hands. Without them, we have no fruits or vegetables in our grocery stores. Not mine. I get mine at Whole Foods. You are adorable. Okay. Listen, dummy. They might have hippies out front at the Whole Foods, but everybody doing the real work are the Mexicans out back, okay? But you're right, ma'am. All the Mexicans at Whole Foods are 100% organic, and that's what matters. So then this racist was like, we'll get a machine to do it. And I'm like, well, ma'am, you know, not for nothing, for all of our technology, our satellite phones and TVs and everything, we've never been able to vent a machine that knows which tomato to pick and which one to leave hanging, which grape to cut and which one to leave on the vine. The machine we invented was Mexicans. And they're perfect. They're generally shorter. There's generally shorter of stature. That means they have less. Okay, all right, because I feel it already. People are going, that's a dick move, Ralphie. All right. Okay, all right, watch. Okay. I am 5'9½", okay? Average American male height is 5'8", okay? Watch as I attempt to pick low-lying fruits and vegetables, okay? Watch. See, I had to bring my back to a nearly 90-degree angle. Over the course of the day, that would make for extreme amounts of lower back pain and fatigue, making me, a very poor employee, okay? Now, watch as the average Mexican national attempts the same thing. Perfect sense, right? Perfect sense. They're awesome. Then she goes, we'll get white people to do it. And I'm like, ma'am, why do you think the Mexicans are here now? Because we can't get white people to do it, okay? But let's just go with your premise, okay? First of all, are you native Californian? She goes, yes, I am, okay. And is that your son with you? Yes, it is. And I'm like, well, ma'am, that boy is allergic to work. Okay, he's never had to work hard, okay? With his little cool little Justin Bieber haircut and his flip-flops and his skate park pass, he's adorable. But he's never really worked, okay? He doesn't know hard work, okay? Hard physical labor. He'd last an hour working like a Mexican, okay? If you could even get him out there to do it. You know, he's too busy doing this. Ooh. Okay? All right, that boy is allergic to work, okay? That's all you can say. It's the truth, all right? Plus, you've never known a time without Mexican labor. This is California, ton of people. California was chock full of Mexicans back when it was called Mexico, okay? That's something we all forget, is that there's a lot of Mexicans that never crossed the border. The border crossed them, all right? They're like, I guess we stay, okay? So I'm like, ma'am, it just doesn't make any sense, you know? You're just dumb, okay? Okay, let's say we could get white people to do it. What would it cost you? $30 an hour to get white people to work like Mexicans? Probably more. And then there's other costs along with it, like free sunblock. How much money are you gonna spend in sunblock with white people? You get somebody as pale as me or this fat guy or that white dude, okay, out there in the field with that much direct light, we'll blow up, okay? Boom! What happened to Bob? He wasn't wearing his damn SPFs. That's what happened to Bob. Change the sign. 0 days since last accident. Look, you sons of bitches. You either wear your sunblock or you come out here in a beekeeper outfit, okay? I'm not gonna have OSHA crawl out my ass for this crap because you sons of bitches won't wear your goddamn sunblock. You hear me? Plus, white people are lazy. White people, we invented the 3-day weekend. That's how lazy we are. It's the truth. Nobody wants to admit it. How white people, no, we're not lazy. Ah, come on, stop. Really? Okay, President's Day? Really? Does anyone sit around and wonder about the Taft administration on President's Day? No. No. Memorial Day? Mexicans don't know about Memorial Day. That's a Monday to a Mexican. That's a work day. We got to work on Monday, make money, all right? Labor Day is the biggest crock of crap of all time. Okay, in honor of everyone that's working, we're not going to. You see what I'm saying? It just doesn't make any sense. And 4th of July, that's just between the 3rd and the 5th of July for a Mexican, okay? All right, one day for Mexicans, Cinco de Mayo. You better have cold beer on May 5th. But that's one day as opposed to 23 for white people. That's nearly a full month of added productivity you're going to get out of a Mexican national that you can never get out of a white American. Do you understand? Okay, let's put it in basic terms. If white people pick your fruits and vegetables, your salad's going to cost $97. You want a cheeseburger, $3.50. You want pickles on it, $12. Damn! Are those magic pickles? What the hell is going on? And then this white lady goes, I guess we'll get somebody else. And I'm like, who, ma'am? Who? Who? I don't know. I guess black people. And I'm like, ah! I see some black guys about to stand up. Hold on, Playboys. I got this, okay? Don't worry about it, okay? I was like, ma'am, if you think you're getting black people back in the same fields they got out of 150 years ago, you are smoking crack, okay? I hate to break it to you, but you can't get a black man to go into a big backyard and pick a movie, much less a fruit or a vegetable. Am I lying or am I dying? You retarded. You are dumb. Just dumb.